This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations has been working all day today, holding hearings in which executives from Credit Suisse have been on the hot seat. Investigators say the bank helped Americans evade taxes and hide their money in Swiss bank accounts. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports that that hiding involves some pretty sly maneuvering.
The first step of hiding money is usually moving money.
People tried to move money around without being detected.
Allison Murphy is a counsel with the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. Murphy says almost all business would be done in person, no ATMs or paper trails. In one case, someone reportedly hid $250,000 in their pantyhose. Security was, of course, a top priority. Murphy's office talked to one tax evader in particular.
He would be escorted into a plain elevator with no buttons. The elevator would be controlled remotely.
And all paper that could be shredded was shredded. There was also a Credit Suisse branch in the Zurich airport with 9,000 accounts.
Americans traveling to Switzerland to go skiing, for example, would be so much easier for them to just go to the airport to conduct their banking business.
But Murphy says the big money was moved around in a much less sexy way, the old-fashioned fake shell company. Rob Wood is a tax attorney with Wood LLP. He says anyone who has lived or worked abroad and has foreign bank accounts can end up paying if they haven't been filing taxes.
You pay the taxes that you should have paid at the time, plus interest, and plus a 20% penalty, plus a penalty that comes at the very end of the case, 27.5% of the offshore account balance.
And did I mention that's what you pay if you turn yourself in? If you don't, the fines can be much higher and you can go to jail. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.